I tried to go beyond just the idea of a Israeli-Palestinian conflict in my book, and to show the roots of indoctrination in Israeli society. I profile the education system and how it's militarizing the minds of Jewish Israeli youth from age 4 onwards. I try to explain the use of the Holocaust in Israeli society and how it's being perverted and exploited. These are all aspects of Israeli society that Israelis all know and experience, but which are never conveyed back to the American public. I spent weeks and weeks and months living with and hanging out with radical left-wing Israelis who are literally leveling their bodies against the occupation, and I show what they have to go through to resist this mentality of mass conformism. And then, as you say, I go into the Negev desert, and I spend nights in the villages that are slated for destruction under the Proverb plan, which was Israel's plan to ethnically cleanse 40,000 Bedouins who happen to be Israeli citizens and force them into Indian reservation style communities that are at the bottom of the socioeconomic spectrum in Israel in order to hand their land over to Jews-only towns. This is inside the Green Line. And if you read my book, you'll go to one of these villages late at night with me and a group of very brave young Israelis who are, as I said, throwing themselves against human rights abuses. They're just part of this very small faction of Israelis who've committed their lives to stopping the dispossession that's happening before their eyes. And we slept in this village and woke up to the sound of bulldozers. This is a village called Al-Araqib. And when we woke up, the bulldozers came in along with a phalanx of masked riot police, which removed people from their homes. And we watched the village literally wiped off the map and as part of a plan to build an unnatural forest over the village by the Jewish National Fund, which is a nonprofit that raises millions inside the U.S., and to install a Jews-only town. And this town has rebuilt itself 51 times, and each time it's been demolished, literally been demolished 51 times. And it's one of the 30 towns which are slated for demolition under the Proverb plan.